Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.
Well, Ed Murphy is a serial entrepreneur who has successfully built and exited businesses in the printing and home care sectors. As a proud Wexford man, Ed is now on a mission as he strives to create a vibrant economic environment which creates new jobs in the county. Key to this mission has been the establishment and development of the Green Tech HQ facility in Enniscorthy, and Ed joins us now to tell us more. Ed, we'll be discussing some exciting developments which have taken place recently with Green Tech HQ. But first, you are very passionate about stimulating economic activity and bringing new jobs to Wexford. But why is this so important for you?
Thanks, Carl, for having me this morning. I suppose when I left Wexford in 1980, hit off to college in Dublin, and since then I've worked outside of Wexford for 40 years. I decided when I sold the businesses that I was involved in, I decided I'd come back to Wexford and to throw my lot behind Wexford in from an economic development point of view. I did find it difficult when I came down to Wexford from Dublin and see, whether it's on a Friday night or a Saturday night, that there was a lack of what I'd call young vibrancy and young people around the town, whether it's Enniscorthy or Wexford or whatever. And I just felt that there's probably a lot of young people from Wexford have gone abroad, gone to Dublin, gone to Cork. And I thought we just needed to bring a lot of vibrancy, a lot of youth, and to be able to create jobs in Wexford where young people didn't have to leave if they didn't want to leave Wexford. And I see Wexford as a hidden gem that hasn't really told a story in terms of how good of a place it is to live and from work-life balance. So I haven't lived abroad. I can't play hurling for Wexford anymore. So I decided I do a little bit for business. Business has been my career. So I think I'm in a position to be able to help either bring investment into Wexford or help companies develop and grow that are Wexford companies.
One of the ways in which you believe that you can deliver on this is through the Green Tech HQ in Enniscorthy. For those of our listeners that haven't visited the Green Tech HQ to date, provide them with an insight into it.
Yeah, when I decided to not only help bring inward investment into Wexford, I decided to set up what I would call a world-class innovation hub. It's to give startup businesses and small and medium-sized businesses and companies coming in, inward investment companies in the southeast, a collaborative, supportive structure and space to help businesses become successful in running their business here in Wexford and the southeast. But in terms of what it is, we've spaces for people, hot desks. We've spaces for people to have own offices. We have podcast studios. We have event spaces where people can come together, like-minded entrepreneurs and young companies can come together in training courses, in different programs, in mentoring programs that we have, and they can all come in and get good advice from relevant people in different industries to help them grow their business from start and further on. But so it's an incubation space. It's a collaborative space. It's a space for like-minded people to come together, chat together, and help them build their own businesses together.
So what types of businesses are currently utilising the Green Tech HQ facilities?
Yeah, it's a good question because, Carl, I decided when setting up the Innovation Hub, I could have set it up just any Innovation Hub, but I decided to focus on green tech, sustainability, climate change in that area. Why? Because I thought there was nowhere else in Ireland that had taken that as a focus. There's in Galway, you had MedTech Devices. In Cork, you have the pharmaceutical companies. In Dublin, you have digital transformation. So I decided Wexford and the southeast had an opportunity to own the whole area of green tech and sustainability. We have, you know, offshore wind possibilities off of Rosslare. We have lots of solar powered companies here. We have Chagosk Innovation Hub here. We have the EPA. We have the Marine Area Regulatory Authority coming to Wexford. So there's lots of opportunities, and it's a really good space for Wexford to become a, let's call it, a centre of expertise in that area. So I decided to call it Green Tech HQ. But very interestingly, since we did that, we've already attracted the like of Pinergy Solar Electric. We've brought in a company called Watt Footprint, which is in the energy efficiency business. We've brought in companies like an AI company. We've brought in another company doing ESG and sustainability training. So we've started bringing in companies, like-minded companies, in the reasonably in the whole sustainability and climate change area. And another good reason that I started that in called GreenTech HQ is in my research, I visited a couple of places in Holland and particularly in Copenhagen in Denmark, where they have a thing called the State of Green, where all the government came together with big business, came together with entrepreneurs, and they started this collaborative space called the State of Green. And in Denmark now, three out of four new jobs being created in all of Denmark are in green tech. It's unbelievable. It's the best country in the world that have actually taken on board sustainability and climate change. And now they're finding it's fantastic for economic prosperity and business opportunities as much it is for healing the earth. So Denmark has taken the lead on that. I've seen what happens there, and I want to make GreenTech HQ and Enniscorthy that same centre of excellence for Ireland.
One of the ways in which you're going about doing this is through partnerships and developing specific programmes. Talk to us about those.
Yeah, I felt that no matter what passion I had or enthusiasm had or hard work I was going to put into it, could not do it without good partnerships that are with organizations, either internationally or nationally. We became the first hub in Ireland, innovation hub in Ireland, to join Impact Hub International. They're in 62 countries in the world. I did that to have access to different connections, different programs and whatever that we can run here in Ireland. We joined an organization called the Innovation Exchange. The Innovation Exchange is an organization put together in the last few years, government funded, where it helps small and medium-sized companies do business with large corporates and multinationals. Great idea. So we're the regional representative in the Southeast for that. We've also joined probably the best innovation hub in Ireland is called Dogpatch Labs in Dublin. Fantastic organization. They have 250 entrepreneurs and startup companies under one roof. So we've joined Dogpatch Labs, Quilche, ESB and Kerry Coop to create an organization called the 2050 Sustainability Program. And with that, we're helping companies develop businesses and help them grow businesses in the sustainability area. And we're running accelerator programs to help them do that. We're running a hackathon here in the 9th of March in Enniscorthy. That's bringing together about 40 to 60 young companies and entrepreneurs and people with great ideas in the green tech and the sustainability area. We're bringing them together and having loads of advisors on the weekend helping them create businesses out of their ideas. So that's one of the type of things I'm doing. We've also joined, we have a company, we work with Skillnet Ireland on doing ESG training. We partner with AIB Bank. We're going to market, help us market the ESG training. And ESG is something that's very, very important to businesses at the moment, because all large companies over 250 employees are now legislated to monitor their CO2 output. And therefore, they if they have suppliers, SME companies supplying them, they also need to get on the sustainability ladder and they have to do ESG training. So we're doing the training, we're doing consultancy with them, and then we're actually giving them a platform to help them do their own sustainability monitoring and measurement and whatever going forward. So we're doing that with them. We also partner with an organization called Power of Seven. This is to help Wexford businesses, where we put seven managing directors together in a room and they do peer-to-peer mentoring of each other. To be almost like they become each other's board of directors. They challenge each other, whether it's, you know, they may have crisis or they may have issues in the company and they get advice from their buddies. They're all non-competing companies in different industries, but but they all come together and they all help each other. They meet once a quarter. So we have that running at the moment. So we've partnered with a number of organizations in order to come up with programs and advisory councils and whatever to help those companies grow and develop.
And just to go back to the 2050 sustainability program that you touched upon, you're currently looking for Wexford people to come forward and to take part in that particular program that have an interest in developing businesses around that green agenda. Tell us more.
So we're looking for companies and businesses at the moment who think that they have a product, they have a service, they have an idea, they have initiative. We will actually work with them and look at that idea and see, can we turn it into a viable, sustainable sustainability or green tech solution. We have got really, really good advisors from different companies, different mentors, different advisors, and from different companies around the world. We've also got the UN environmental program to help us and to advise us in this and whatever as well. So anyone that's got a really strong idea in the whole sustainability and green tech area, and we'd like to be advising them and inviting them to, particularly to our hackathon on the 9th of March, and we'd love to have as many Wexford and South East companies there as possible.
Apart from companies in that green space, you're also looking to provide support to companies across all other industries here that are located in County Wexford through the Smart Regions Enterprise Programme.
In connection with Enterprise Ireland, we will be looking for 20 companies that we want to work very, very closely with. We want to help those companies not only from normal mentoring, but advising them on the very specifics of their industry. We'll bring in industry-specific mentors, industry-specific advisors, into industry-specific experts to help them in whether it's, you know, manufacturing, whether it's in marketing, med tech, or whatever industry they're in. But the main thing we want to take those companies who may have 10 employees, maybe doing 2 million euros, and to help them grow that to 4 million or 8 million or 10 million by helping them going from maybe a regional supplier to a national supplier, to help them, instead of doing business with small companies, do business with large multinationals and large corporates, to help them in many ways in terms of how to build out their organization structure, how to build out their marketing. And so we really want to take those companies with who have the capability, have the energy, have the ambition to grow their business. We want to take them, advise them, help them, hold their hand and help them grow and develop their business.
And while GreenTech HQ currently has access to mentors through, of course, Enterprise Ireland, and I believe the EY Entrepreneur of the Year programme itself as well, you're also looking to develop that pool even further, Ed, by getting advisors on board to adopt entrepreneurs here across the county, aren't you?
To make prosperity and economic prosperity happen in Wexford, I think a lot of people need to come on board. There's a lot of expertise out there in Wexford. There's people who may be working abroad and might be working in Dublin. There might be experts in marketing, in digital marketing. There might be in lean manufacturing. There might be in many, many different technical areas. We would like, if there's someone there to say, I've got an expertise in a particular area, I'd love them to come forward and say to me, you know what, if you need help in any area, if there's a young entrepreneur needing a bit of guidance, a bit of help, a bit of connection or whatever, I'd appreciate if they would contact GreenTech HQ and offer their area of expertise to us, because we'd really like to connect them with young entrepreneurs to help them develop their business.
Ed, we've covered a myriad of areas on this morning's show. So where can people go to get more information about GreenTech HQ and, of course, the programs that are on offer?
The best thing to do is to contact us on our website, greentechhq.com. Call me, Ed Murphy, or any of my associates. We'd be delighted to hear from you. And I think together we can hopefully build better companies, build better prosperity, and keep our young people living, working and playing in Wexford.
Well, if you've just tuned in, that was the founder of GreenTech HQ, Ed Murphy, and Ed should certainly be commended for creating the state-of-the-art facility in Enniscorthy.
Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.